School started in Bethel today, and some parents weren't entirely sure how their children were getting there. After parting ways with a longtime contractor, the Lower Kuskokwim School District doesn't have enough school buses for hundreds of the city's students. Administrators are scrambling to find transportation for them, and they've proposed that many children take taxis to school instead. KYUK's Teresa Katsourilis reports.
Bethel's public schools don't have much of a bus system right now, but as of Monday night, they do have a deal with Kusko Cab. Naeem Shabani is the taxi company's CEO, and he says this could be difficult to pull off.
Let me put it to you this way. If anyone could, it's us.
Kusko Cab is the larger of Bethel's two cab operators, and Shabani says he's already talked through some of the logistics with school officials. The Lower Kuskokwim School District has offered to give children cab vouchers, and Kusko Cabs will pick the students up at designated stops throughout town.
We're trying to get as close to it being a bus service as possible. Think of it as like a shuttle service, you know, where folks that are going the same direction hang out, and the shuttle comes by and gets as many as they can.
LKSD finalized their deal with Shabani about 36 hours before the first day of school. This last-minute scramble is the result of a months-long contract negotiation process between the school district and Golden Eagle Unlimited, a Bethel-based company that's provided student transportation in town for more than 20 years. Golden Eagle and LKSD left the table without a deal, and they have somewhat different stories about what happened. In early 2018, the district issued a business proposal inviting companies to bid on a one-year contract to transport Bethel students to and from their schools. Former state legislator Bob Herron, who co-owns Golden Eagle, says the length of the contract was so short because the district actually wanted to get into the busing business themselves as a, quote, belt-tightening measure. LKSD's superintendent Dan Walker strongly disputes this. Now, LKSD is buying its own school buses. According to Walker, the new fleet will cost about $600,000, or about $100,000 per 65-passenger bus. But those buses won't arrive in town for another 6 weeks. Superintendent Walker defended his district's stopgap solution.
I know you haven't been out here very long, but it is absolutely routine for kids to take cabs. We do it at KLA all the time. We do it in our READY programs all the time.
Parents have expressed concerns about LKSD's use of taxis. Some are worried about younger students, first and second graders, riding to school alone in cabs. In general, cab drivers do not undergo the same background checks that school bus drivers do. Other community members, including Bethel Police Chief Brooke Waldron, have expressed concerns about the traffic that all these Kusko cabs might cause in the mornings. While the first few days of school could be rocky, Superintendent Walker assured parents that LKSD's new bus system would be better in the long term.
This is going to work out, and it's going to be, I believe, a good system.
In the meantime, Kusko Cab's Naeem Shabani wrote a detailed Facebook post yesterday that listed when and where his taxi drivers will pick up Bethel students. LKSD notified parents of these changes yesterday, the day before school started. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.